dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Coming up next is a sermon from our 2016 Building Dedication Meetings, hosted at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, home of Billy Brim Ministries. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how you can get your copy of this anointed series today.
I went to Russia, and when we were in Russia, we met people. It was in the KGB days. They didn't have Bibles. They couldn't have Bibles. And they yearned to hear the Word of God. We'd meet underground, and they'd want us to preach all day long. And then they'd ask us, Biblia, Biblia, do you have a Bible? And I remember I had one of my Bibles with me, all marked up, and there was this old man there, and he said, the Lord told me if I would learn English, he would send me a Bible. And I learned it. So I gave him my Bible. And when I got home the next Sunday morning, Chip was up there in his bed. And he said, I said, he's 16, I think. And he said, I'm not going to Sunday school this morning.
You've said it before. Quit looking so awful.
I'm just going to sleep a little later and I'll go to church. Yeah. I took a hold of those covers. I rolled him out of that bed. I said, yes, you are going to Sunday school. And what's more, you're going to start reading some of those 45 Bibles we've got around here. But now I don't have to do that anymore because Chip changed his will toward God. Yeah. And that's how it is with you. You're not going to make on heaven and all that because your mother willed it, but your mother can have a big influence. I do not believe in just letting them have their own way and making their own decisions. I believe in helping them. But it's your will. It's your will right now every day, what you do every day. You pick up the Bible and read it because you will to. You pray because you will to. Hallelujah. All of you willed to come here tonight. I don't think many of you had to be dragged. Maybe one, I don't know. Bless the Lord. God created in us, but folks, we're not just for now. We're for eternity. And eternity is going to be peopled. We who are in the church, you'll hear more about that tomorrow. We who are in the church, we're going to follow him. We'll be with him and we'll be in his body because we willed to. Yeah. And we're going to be using our wills all through eternity. Bless the Lord. There's tested folks that are going to be with him. Oh, glory. I'd like to preach on that too. I told Brother, I said, I could write a book on the millennium, but I'd probably get stoned for it. So I'm going to write it. And then if I do go by the way of the grave, I'm going to publish it at my death, and my kids will have to fight. The people are very mixed up about the millennium. But anyway, moving right along. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not going to read these scriptures to you for the sake of time, but Peter, in 2 Peter 3, 5, and 6, speaks of the world that then was, and Bullinger calls that creation in eternity past, to which all fossils and remains belong, the world that is now, and the heavens and the earth that are to come. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. So, all of this thing, this tohu va-bohu business happened when Satan fell. Oh, let's go ahead and see what caused his fall. Let's read here in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 13. How are you fallen from heaven? God did not make a devil. He made a beautiful archangel. We could read about that in the 28th chapter of Ezekiel. He created a beautiful archangel. Satan made a devil out of himself. And he did it with his will. If you go to hell, you're going to do it with your will. If you go to heaven, you're going to do it with your will. How did it happen? How did you do this? Here's how it happened, verse 13. For you said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. He had a domain where it demanded him ascend to get up to heaven. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. He had a throne. And that throne was probably here on this earth. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. That's still what he's trying to do. He still wants to take his throne and put it up there by God's throne. He doesn't want to just give praise. He wants to receive it. I will exalt, I will, these are five rebellious I wills. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also in the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will, verse 14, ascend above the heights of the clouds. His domain had clouds in its atmosphere, earth. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. And people are going to look on you and say, is this the one that made earth to tremble? He is no big deal. Now, there was a real Star Wars. There was a time when he said, I will. And his followers here upon the earth, a third of the angels with him. There was a time when he gave them his plan. We're going to go up to heaven. We're going to rule. This third's going to rule. And there was a real Star Wars. I think the people that made the movies in the beginning, at least the first ones, got their ideas from some of this. But he made his ascent. And I think God said, don't fire till you see the whites of his eyes. And what did Jesus say? Luke 10, 18. Let's turn there and read it. Maybe the devil didn't hear it in a while. Let's just read it to him. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Luke 10 and verse 18. He said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven, and I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and all the dunamis of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Because I beheld Satan as lightning fall from the sky. And when that happened, what prophet Jeremiah saw? Everything, there was no light. No light. No light. Bless the Lord. And then Genesis 1:2. What does it say? Hallelujah. Genesis 1:2. No, there are billions of years maybe between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. Genesis 1:2, and the earth became tohu vabohu, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. The light was removed when Satan fell. Life ended. Now, he's not saying the sun, the moon, the stars. He's saying let God be involved in this earth again because God is light. And actually, in the Hebrew, it was just two words. Or is light in the Hebrew, and Yihyeh is be. Yihyeh. Or, be light. And in the Hebrew it says, and, yihyeh or, light bead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then God starts to move. First day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day. He creates all the animal life, but when it comes to the plants, he just calls forth the plants that are in the earth. They're still here from the pre-Adamic civilization. The seeds are still there. And you can tell, you can tell it in the Hebrew, and you can tell it in the English. Just read down through Genesis 1. He called forth those things. And then he gets to the sixth day. And in the sixth day, some of these things I saw in visions. I am teaching this to the Sunday school class. I'm getting revelations and getting so excited. And he told to me in one of my visions, I did not do this thing in a corner. He said, I stepped to center stage of creation. And I said, let us make man in our image and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. He said, I did not say that in a corner. I made a statement that wrought creation from the regions of the heavens to the regions of the damned. Let us make man in our image. He said, all creation was watching, and he let me hear the angels. Now, I don't know what the angels, because of all of God's creation, for those billions of years, there's only one dark spot. The rest of it, no. But there's a dark spot, a blemish. And they knew it. I don't know whether they talked about it. I don't know whether they gossip about it or what. But he showed me that when he started moving over the dark waters, I heard the whispers. Did you notice? The Spirit's moving over the dark spot. Something's going on over the dark spot. And so they all had their attention drawn to the dark spot. And then he said, let us make man. And I heard the angel say, what is a man? What is a man? What's a man? What's a man? What is a man? What's a man? I never heard of a man. It was an Adam is what it was, but we'll say man because of English.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 building dedication at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, the home of Billy Brim Ministries. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. Visit our website archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org. Looking for a home church and live in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area? Or just want to visit the home base of Billy Brim Ministries? Come to a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma. We have services at Sunday at 10 a.m. and Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Visit our website at agloriouschurch.net or give us a call at 918-371-4589. 918-371-4589.